We have such terrific architecture around Chicago, and we love to put the spotlight on it. We're fortunate around here to have a tour guide like Jeffrey Bear, who does these shows on WTTW Channel 11, and there's a new one out. It's actually a sequel, and it's called Beyond Chicago from the Air. Jeffrey Bear joins us now, and Jeff, this sounds like you made good use of a drone, huh?
We sure did. Hi, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
I'm up to about 65% already. That's pretty good for me. So talk about this special that's going to be on tonight at 7:30. And there's a lot of history in here, too, in addition to some great pictures, correct?
Yeah, well, this is actually exciting to me because we're going beyond things that I've talked about in other programs I've done on WTTW over 25 years. As you said, it's a sequel to last year when we showed Chicago from the air from the perspective of a drone. We're going beyond Chicago. So, you know, we go up and down the Mississippi River and learn all this Mississippi River lore that I've never talked about in my shows before. We go down to the lost city of Cahokia, Illinois. This was a city of that in southern Illinois 1,000 years ago that had a population the same size as London at the same time. And, you know, just blew me away. I didn't really know much about Cahokia, Illinois. We fly our drone dangerously close to these giant blades of wind generators out in rural Illinois, 25 square mile wind farm. So it was really fun for me to kind of get beyond. Well, I didn't go flying myself, of course, it's a drone, but it was really fun for me to tell stories beyond the ones I've told before on WTTW.
Be honest, Jeffrey, how many drones did you crash?
Well, fortunately, I don't fly the drone because I probably would have crashed on the first attempt. But, you know, this drone crew, we use this wonderful company called Flying Badger. I don't know, maybe they're from Wisconsin, but they're like the go-to drone photography company. Like when feature films come to Chicago, they hire them. And these guys have all these different drones. So they have like big ones that I don't know what all the technical terms are that they fly, you know, for like our beautiful, big, wide, sweeping shots of, you know, Illinois farmland or the fall colors at Starved Rock. But then he's got this other drone where he puts on goggles. And it's like playing a video game. He flies this little buzzy drone. And I wanted to do, you know, daredevil flying. So we fly through some rock climbers on the Mississippi River Palisades, these big rocks overlooking the Mississippi River. I'm sure we scared the heck out of the rock climbers. Yeah. He actually flies through this, you know, the famous glass house in Aurora, Illinois, the Edith Farnsworth house. I hope he didn't break a vase or anything, but he goes zipping through this glass house in one of these shots. So it's pretty fun to see the daredevil stuff.
Yeah, those drones, fun toys. As anybody who has ever looked out the window in an airplane knows, when you see these things from the air, it's an entirely different vantage point. They look unique. Did anything surprise you from the air about something that maybe you saw on the ground and didn't realize certain things about it?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I think I might have been a bird in a past life or something because I am a total aviation nut. And I love looking out the window. You know, I'm the guy who always wants the window seat whenever I'm in an airplane. Mm-hmm. But it's true that when you see these things from the air, it just gives you a different perspective. I mean, one thing that comes to mind immediately as you're talking about is, do you know about the Kirsch House in Oak Park?
No, I don't.
This is the craziest looking house you've ever seen in your life. It kind of looks like a square or rectangular sandcastle. It's all made of concrete. It was a kind of a very early attempt at sustainable, you know, environmentally friendly building. But it's completely different than all the other houses in the neighborhood in Oak Park. So we go flying over these, you know, traditional houses. And all of a sudden, boom, here's this, you know, this kind of fortress looking mountain of concrete right in the middle of this residential neighborhood in Elk Park. So That was really that's a fun example.
Looking forward to seeing this, all of these Illinois sites from a new and different vantage point, towns, parks, railroads, waterways, monuments, and some great history, too. Jeffrey Bear anchoring Beyond Chicago from the air tonight, 7:30 p.m. on WTTW. And, Jeff, I have to tell you that I did find the picture of the party, the little post-show party when I anchored Chicago Tonight for the last time, and someone gave me that sign, that CTA sign, the Addison Street sign from the L, and I found the photo of me holding that sign on the set of Chicago Tonight. So I did get it. Someone stole it, though, because I don't know what happened to it. Are you looking for that?
I'll have to hunt that one down. You know, there are two different Addison stops, Bob, so you got several different signs that you could abscond with if you need another one.
All right, I'll work on that. And we'll be watching tonight at 7:30 Beyond Chicago from the air. And it's a high-flying panoramic exploration of iconic landmarks and little-known treasures across and beyond Illinois. Congratulations on the continued great work you do putting the spotlight on our tremendous architecture and all of the unique sites and the fabulous history and stories that we've never heard before. Talk to you soon, Jeffrey. Keep in touch, will you?
Thank you so much, Bob. Right back at you.